Well, hello there. I've got another entertainment-related episode here. So this time we're going to be talking about Marina Mazepa, who is a Ukrainian dancer, choreographer, contortionist, actress, and model, who gained widespread recognition for her appearances on reality television shows such as America's Got Talent. And you can go ahead and check out the YouTube videos of those. Well, she was born on May 7th, 1997, in Kyiv, Ukraine, and she starred in a lead role in the dance circus show, fairy tale show, Alice in Wonderland Countries, I believe. Her unique blend of dance, contortion, and acrobatics has, you know, captured the attention of many people around the world. She's basically got a captive audience, and one of her notable appearances was on, I guess she was on the TV show So You Think You Can Dance, to show off her exotic dance moves and the, you know, the flexible skills that she has. This was apparently in 2018. I didn't see the episode myself, but she impressed both judges and viewers with her extraordinary flexibility, creativity, and artistic expression. Marina's performances on the show showcased her ability to seamlessly combine various dance styles with her contortion skills, earning her praise and admiration. She's also been involved in other projects, including music videos, commercials, and live performances. You know, a bunch of Hollywood stuff. And she's appeared in the movie Malignant, which is what I know her from because I reviewed that here. I watched that movie, and it was a pretty good movie. It's definitely like it's something that not everyone will love, but it's an interesting newer horror movie. And I've also seen the movie The Unholy, which she was in. You know, that movie was okay, not exactly a masterpiece, but probably better than some critics would have you think. And there was another movie called Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, that she was in. I've not seen that one, to be honest. I've never seen a single Resident Evil movie, although some people seem to be entertained by them. I just never got around to it. And, you know, or if I did watch a Resident Evil movie, I don't remember it. It's one of those kind of things. So, yeah, she's been in some movies that you might have seen at this point, if you're a movie goer and a horror fan. And I'm sure she's been in some other movies as well. Those are just the ones that I looked at. And, you know, her striking and mesmerizing performances have garnered a significant following on social media platforms like Instagram, where she shares glimpses of her dance routines, her rehearsals, and personal life. So, you know, go ahead and check that out if you want to see that kind of stuff. And Marina Mazepa has established herself as a talented and versatile performer, known for exceptional contortionist abilities and captivating stage presence. To me, it seems like, you know, if her career continues, she could be a little bit of a wild card. Who knows, she might be doing this or doing that. You know, it's tough to say. I would assume that maybe she could do some stunt work, for example. And she starred in the music video for the song Freedom or Sweet Captivity by Russian singer Valery Maledze. Not sure if I pronounced that right. But that's, you know, one of the examples of something she's done. And she served as a dance trainer and choreographer at the 2017 Ladies Only Festival in Germany. So she's got that going for her too, you know, the choreography stuff. And I'm not sure if she's working mostly as a soloist these days or if she's doing more group kind of dance-related things. But, you know, I would assume that she's got future plans that could involve, you know, like dance troupes or something like that, it seems. And she may be one of the most successful dancers of Ukraine in the modern era. And I fully expect to see more of her stuff. And, you know, I could go on and on about the appeal of flexibility here, but I'm going to try to keep it tasteful. But, you know, she's not a bad-looking lady either. I mean, she is a model and everything, so, I mean, seems like fair game to point that out. She's a versatile person, you know, and I've run out of things to say about her. So I just wanted to, you know, talk about somebody that's a talented person. And, yeah, okay, this has fizzled out, so I'm just going to let it kind of die naturally here. Have a good day.